Hello, welcome to your Daily Grace by Timothy Wilder. Grace corrects without crushing. Have you ever felt like your every mistake sets you back with God? Like failure meant distance? Like correction meant disappointment? Like you had somehow fallen out of favor? All of this can make you afraid. Afraid to mess up. I know, because when I was younger, I used to be fear motivated. Fear is a great motivation, except of course that it causes so much physical stress, and the results of that can be dangerous. It can cause things like diminished immune systems, digestive tract problems, even ulcers. That's not how grace works. Grace does correct, but it never crushes. It doesn't expose your failure to shame you. It reveals truth to restore you. Where the law condemns, grace lifts. Where shame pushes you away, grace draws you in. God's correction is not rejection, it's love. Paul says, "For the Lord disciplines the one he loves, and chastises every son whom he receives." That's Hebrews 12:6. And that discipline is not punishment in the way we often think of it. Punishment is about paying for wrongs, but in Christ, that payment has already been made. What God brings into our lives is not retribution, but restoration. Not payback, but direction. We as people don't grow best through punishment. We grow when we're guided, when we're shown a better way, when someone cares enough to lead us forward. That's the heart of grace. And even in correction, there is no condemnation hanging over you. Again, Paul in Romans says, "There is therefore now no condemnation for those who are in Christ Jesus." Romans 8:1. So whatever God brings to light in your life, he does not do it to hold it against you, but to free you from it. Grace doesn't ignore what's harmful. It doesn't pretend sin has no effect, but it addresses it in a completely different way than we often expect. It speaks truth without tearing you down. It convicts without condemning. It leads you forward instead of pushing you away. And the heart behind it all is this, Romans 2:4, "Or do you presume on the riches of his kindness and forbearance and patience, not knowing that God's kindness is meant to lead you to repentance?" It's kindness, not fear, that leads to real change. So when correction comes, there's no need to run from it or brace yourself for rejection. God isn't turning away from you, he's drawing you in, even as he brings truth to light. Grace is not against you in your failure, it is for you in the middle of it. It addresses what's harming you without attacking who you are. It leads you forward without tearing you down. And in that steady, patient way, grace begins to shape your life, not through fear, but through love. Thanks for listening. If you are being fed and/or uplifted by these messages, we encourage you to like, comment, share, and subscribe. These things help us spread the message of grace.